Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about the health issues and the questions that matter to you. Hello, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Tenny Brown. Dr. Brown is here to talk about something that a lot of us talk about all the time privately, urinary incontinence and pelvic floor disorders. So help me understand what we're talking about here.
So pelvic floor disorders are conditions that affect the proper functioning of a woman's pelvic organs. So think of it as like an umbrella term. And these conditions include prolapse or sagging of certain organs. So that's what we'll call pelvic organ prolapse, or problems with bladder or bowel function. That includes urinary incontinence, but also anal incontinence. And anal incontinence is just a broad term that we use to capture symptoms of fecal incontinence, so losing stool, or flatal incontinence, so losing gas.
So why is awareness so important?
I think that's a great question. So awareness is critical first because these conditions carry a lot of stigma. I don't know if you know, some people may hear this and say, oh, I don't know anyone with pelvic floor disorders. Yes, you do. They just don't talk about it. They're embarrassing. These are really embarrassing conditions. And we know from lots of other medical conditions that when there's stigma attached to it, people won't report it and subsequently don't get help for it. And so I think raising awareness about pelvic floor disorders is critical, A, to normalize that this happens, but also to then, you know, trigger the next step that you can get this evaluated and addressed. And ultimately, this impacts quality of life. And that is very real. There are people who stop going out, stop doing the things that they love because of this. And my whole specialty is about giving you your life back by treating these conditions.
So tell me about the symptoms of pelvic floor disorders.
So again, it depends on which pelvic floor disorder you have, but if someone has pelvic organ prolapse, for example, the most common symptom of that condition is feeling a bulge in the vagina. People may say, I feel a vaginal bulge, I feel something dropping or coming out of the vagina. Some people may have urinary incontinence symptoms, and so that's involuntary leakage of urine. And similarly, this can also impact the bowel. So bowel incontinence, anal incontinence, is losing stool or gas when you don't want to involuntarily. So those are the symptoms that people experience.
If you're just joining us, you are just in time for Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Joining me today is Dr. Tenny Brown. So Dr. Brown, when does urogynecology and reconstructive pelvic surgery become a treatment option? When does this enter in?
Yeah, this is always a treatment option. If you have a pelvic floor disorder, any of the conditions that we just talked about, you should see a urogynecologist. So urogynecology and pelvic reconstructive surgery is a whole specialty, subspecialty, that is dedicated to treating these issues. It's a board certified specialty. So most individuals have OBGYN training, although some may have some urology training as their initial training. And then they've done some extra specialization to just focus on these conditions. So you can at any point see someone within this specialty.
What makes Northwestern Medicine, the team there, what makes them different than others?
Besides the fact that I really love them and they're just excellent, wonderful people to work with, I really think it's our approach to patient care. We really do take a human-centered approach to taking care of these conditions. We see the whole person. We know that there are a host of things, both social, structural, personal, that impact your decision to seek care, the way that you seek care, the way that you interact with the care system teams. And our clinicians are committed to being competent about taking this into consideration and really working with you to determine what the best treatment plan is. Meaning, we're not just going to tell you, oh, you get to do this. We're going to sit with you and see what's important to you and what makes sense for you. We also have an incredible multidisciplinary team, our nurses, our nurse practitioners, our pelvic floor physical therapists. We have an integrated pelvic health center. And what that means is anything that you would need for your pelvic health care is basically housed in one accessible area, which makes access and care really, really seamless.
So Dr. Brown, if you and I were sitting down right now, just as a couple of friends having coffee, what is the one thing you would want me to know about pelvic health?
So I'd want you to know that, you know, pelvic health is important, even though it is not something that is dangerous in terms of when something is not going right. It is a huge, huge damper on quality of life when there's a pelvic floor disorder, no pun intended there. And you deserve to have the best quality of life ever. And so you deserve to have pelvic floor disorders treated.
That's awesome. Dr. Brown, thank you for your time. It was an honor and I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.